Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Joining me now here on Money News on a Tuesday night, as he does each Tuesday, Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com. Also, Montgomery Asset Management is his funds management firm. Range of other things. He talks the stock market here, and the stock market is at new four-year highs today, up by 18 points, 5,100. It has broached today. Roger, that should be leaving you feeling very happy at the moment, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah. If it was the good companies going up, we'd be delighted. But it's some of the rubbish going up.
Well, no, it's everything going up. Let's
exactly. A rising tide lifts all boats.
But there's no bad thing there. So you're saying, in fact, if it is everything going up, it is time for somebody to scour their portfolio and cleanse themselves, to rid themselves of the rubbish.
Well, no, they should have done that before.
No, they shouldn't.
So when we were talking about doing it.
Why wouldn't they waited until now? If they waited 12 months to now do it, and the market's gone up and their rubbish has gone up,
because the rubbish has gone up maybe 20 or 30%, but the really good companies, the really good quality companies have doubled in price. They've gone up 100% or 70% or 80%.
How many companies have gone up and doubled, Roger?
Oh, plenty.
Go on, plenty. Name one.
Realestate.com.au, the REA Group.
All right.
Let's look.
Coca-Cola Amatil was one. It's gone up 20% in the past year.
Yeah, exactly.
Rubbish or not?
Not rubbish. No, a solid company. And I'm absolutely delighted to hear that the CEO of that company is coming out in defence of the ACCC's work against Coles and Woolies.
Well, not precisely. He is, but not exactly. Not precisely. What he's saying, more precisely, is that a debate has to be held in Australia about the viability in the future of Australian farming, which does go to the heart of the ACCC and to the supermarkets, but he says it's all also goes to the heart of the Australian dollar. Well, and indeed, whether Australian consumers are prepared to pay for Australian produced goods. Most of the frozen fruit and vegetables, you go into any supermarket now, pick up peas, pick up broccoli, pick up anything, and we should produce that in Australia.
If we had a thriving manufacturing industry in Australia, we might have cheaper products because we would have had innovation. But the problem is we haven't provided the incentives to allow manufacturing and innovation to work in Australia.
Isn't this part of the argument about population, whether we should have a larger population or a smaller
population? Well, that comes into it as well. But ultimately, what's happening for farmers in Australia is they're being screwed on all sides. So they're getting screwed by Coles and Woolworths, and they're being screwed by the government's failure to actually do.
So you think Coles and Woolworths are screwing them? Now, you're a person who invests in enterprises. You're a funds manager. You're a free enterprise man.
Well, we'll let the ACCC decide that ultimately, but I think the anecdotal evidence points to the fact that they've been...
Would you be investor in another of those big supermarket chains at this stage?
Well, I have to say that we like to do good things with the profits that we make, and the reality is that there was a time when Woolies was very, very cheap, and so we did buy it. We don't own it now.
But that's not because of any philosophical.
No. Having said that, though, I think it's worth having a debate. But let me say this, Ross.
Before they actually rose by 42% in the past year,
we sold them recently. So the interesting thing is,
what about Wesfarmers?
Roscoe, the interesting thing
I'm asking you this. This is a good interesting conversation.
The most important thing for farmers of Australia is that everyone needs to get up and actually make a song and dance about the issue that we've got, this idea that the current account deficit in the balance of payments is structural. And that's what the Libs are going to tell us, and that's what the Labor Party is going to tell us. What effectively they're saying is, look, the value of our imports is always going to be higher than the value of our exports. We've got a structural deficit in our balance of payments. Now, I don't buy that. I actually think that what we've actually got is an inability by either government to think long term enough to actually incentivize innovation and value adding. If we could increase the value of our exports.
Well, hang on, wasn't that what the government tried to do over the weekend?
Well, not enough. What needs to actually happen is we need to actually have a period of, you know, a moratorium on tax for small businesses that start up.
Seriously, you know, there's a second thing as well. Bring the overall tax rates down, for goodness sakes. You've got a government now that's actually talking about raising taxes.
Well, I absolutely agree with you.
Here's a dumb idea. Bring the taxes down.
Well,
and
what about this?
People might actually have more incentive to work harder, more incentive to go out and create things, and more incentive to go and make a profit.
Why do you have a flat tax for... You don't have a flat tax for people, for individuals. Why do you have a flat tax for companies?
No.
Why do you have that? Why can't a small business starting up, just trying to get their innovation going and their idea going, why can't they pay a lower rate of tax? Or like in Singapore, no tax at all for the first 3 years.
Look, you are not talking brain surgery here, right?
But the problem...
We're not talking with Charlie Teo about how to make a brain work better. We are talking about something simple. There is a pot of money. That's how much it costs to run the country. try and make that as cheap as you possibly can and control your costs inside government, which, of course, this government has not done. And then at the same time, also say, now that we've got that much money, we can collect that money in the most efficient, easy, palatable way possible that promotes enterprise in Australia.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And there's another big... There's another big implication, very, very quickly, another massive implication of this. The fact that we're importing, the value of what we import is more than the value of what we export, remembering that it takes 6 to 9 tonnes of iron ore that we export to buy one iPhone.
Yes.
Because we're spending more than we're receiving in revenue, we've got to attract foreign investment. So we've got to bring in more money into the capital account. That means we've got to sell our businesses, we've got to sell our farms to the Chinese. So if we actually earned more on our exports, we wouldn't have to do that. We'd be doing the investing overseas.
Give us a call, 131 873. You want to talk to Roger? Want to get any stocks checked out? Do that right now. Talking stocks, I'll tell you what, Roger.
Yes.
A lot of results coming through. Good, yes. Bad, indifferent. What do you say?
Well, you know what? Before the earnings reporting season, we had all the experts telling us it was going to be dour, it's going to be terrible, the economy's terrible. But you look at some of these results, particularly companies that we own, car sales, 14% earnings per share growth. Webjet, 25%. CSL, 30%. Credit Corp, 11%. You know, we've got companies that are growing their profits significantly despite all the doom and gloom that we've been told exists in the economy.
That's right, but there are common threads in those companies, even CSL.
Well, they're good.
That's not the case.
No.
High-tech companies that very much are aligned to the internet or to high technology. So there's a big value adding.
Except for companies like Flexi Group and Cash Converters, for example, and Credit Corp. You know, they're not in that space. But there are businesses generating good growth in profits and will continue to do so whether the economy is strong or not.
Companies that do perform do deliver, don't they? Also in the share price. And you can see even with the surprise increases on the day of the profit returns, 10, 15, even 20% increases. Yep. And the share prices,
correct,
is the real telltale sign that analysts and the markets are surprised pleasantly by what they're seeing.
Yeah, you need a good quality company and the price will look after itself.
Okay, when do you start to sell? Very quickly?
Very soon, I think. It's starting to look a little bit toppy, I think.
There you go, Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com.